Do you think that their experiences, how race impacted their lives, did that have anything to do with the way you view race now or in the past?
And one thing is that they didn't necessarily talk about race, except for when there was one time there was a news show of the dogs attacking the people, I believe, in Alabama, and, you know, I asked a question, but it was not a general topic of discussion. So it was not until years later when I was an adult and asking about, you know, why they sent me to a junior high school that was all white, that they finally talked a little bit about race. So, but their actions contributed to my shaping an identity about race. Again, Dad being the first African American, and that being important to both of them. And then mother working in different parts of the state. Mm-hmm. But there were no verbal, you know, statements that said this is important, you know.
Okay, so you went to your junior high?
Yes.
All white?
Yes. The year that I began the seventh grade was the year that the junior highs were desegregated. And from what I understand, just from talking with other students of that area, there was some type of discussion among, I believe, in the Urban League or the NAACP, one or the other, about which students might be able to desegregate those schools. And they were approached by their families were approached by these individuals. So we didn't have that discussion in our house. Our house was very authoritarian. So I was thinking that I was going to Dunbar. One of the Dunbar had become a junior high school at that time. And one of the traditions was for the sixth graders to walk to Dunbar Junior High School, and they got a chance to see their new school and enjoy that experience. But during the summer before that, my dad and mother took me to Forest Heights, drove around it, and said, "This is your new school." That was it. I didn't have any real transition. I didn't know that this was going to happen. But I did understand that there were supposed to be two of us that would attend Forest Heights. And the other student didn't show.
You were the only student.
So I was the only student for 2 years.
Wow.
At Forest Heights.
Okay, tell us about those experiences. What kinds of experiences did you have?
Well, mother took me the first day to school. In fact, mother drove me the first year to school. There was one student that said hi, and so I could sense the, you know, the relief in mother, and she was glad that someone said hello. But after then, that student never spoke again. So this school at that time is very much unlike it is the reputation that it has now. But at that time, it was considered one of the best schools. The wealthy went there, people who owned stores and doctors and all of those kinds of things. So I guess if you didn't go to a private school, you would probably go to Forest Heights, maybe Pulaski Heights, but Forest Heights for sure. And so there were several types of students there. Well, basically two types. One that was really wealthy that may ignore me, and then a smaller group that would be spiteful. Yeah. And so the experiences there were largely of being ignored. No conversation. Or the other might be I would be walking through a hall and someone would push someone else on me and say, will the black run off on you, or will the black get off on the other student, or whatever. Painful mm-hmm. kinds of experiences. The fact was that eventually in maybe the eighth grade or whatever, there might be a couple of students that would say something to me or be a little bit kind inside the room, but outside of the room, there was no discussion along that line.
Now, that had to have impacted the way you looked at race later on. I mean, 2 years of that.
Yes, and in the third year, there were two other students that came, two other African Americans, but they were, of course, younger. So it shaped my identity about who I am, about race in terms of who's better, who's worse, mm-hmm. How do you get to be accepted, and all of those, because I'm a social worker, so from a developmental standpoint, that's a very important time during your life when you're shaping not only your identity, but later on, as we've come to understand it, your racial identity and all of that. So those were important chunks mm-hmm. of life. Mm-hmm. That was just kind of a painful period. This table kind of reminds me of the cafeteria. I had my table. There was nobody else sitting there. The auditorium, I had my row, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm.